Today's daf is Menachas Daf Dalet, and we are about 10 lines from the top of Daf Dalet, Amid Aleph, the two dots. So Masechtas Menachas begins with the halachos of Shaloi Lishman. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-menachos she-nikmetu Shaloi Lishman k'sheirois, elo Shaloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva, chutz mi-minchas chayte u-minchas kanois. Very similar to the beginning of Masechtas Vachim. Masechtas Vachim begins, Kol ha-zvachim she-nizbuchu Shaloi Lishman k'sheirim, elo Shaloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva, chutz min-ha-pesach ve-achatos. By a mincha, it's the same thing. Shaloi Lishma is kosher, ela shaloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva. There are two exceptions to the rule. The two exceptions are the minchas chayte and the minchas kanoi. So we saw in the first two dafan in the Gemara in very great detail, Shitas Rav Shimon, so that the Gemara already discussed. Now the Gemara is going to discuss why is it that a minchas chayte and a minchas kanoi are the two anomalies that a mincha shaloi l'shma is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, bishlami minchas chayte, bishlami minchas chayte, I understand. Chatos karye rachmana, because the Torah refers to it as a chatos. As the Pasuk says, lo yosim alea shemen, v'lo Yitain Aleh Levino Kichatas. So what's a Minchas Chayte? A Minchas Chayte was a mincha that was brought by someone that did an Avera where the Torah was willing to work with him. So ordinarily, if somebody does an Avera B'Shoigik, she's doing a Karis, he has to bring a Karman Chatas. A Karman Chatas had to be either a female sheep or a female goat, either a Kispa or a Seira. There are a few exceptions to the rule. For example, if somebody doesn't avoid the Zara B'Shoigig, he doesn't have the option to bring the Kispa, it had to be the Seira. If the Nasi does an Avera B'Shoigig, it had to be a Sa'ir, not a female, but rather a male. But in most cases, the Chatas Yochid was either a Kispa or a Seira. Stating that, there are a few exceptions. There are a few times that the Torah says that someone that's chayv to bring a carbon chatos can bring what's known as a carbon oila v'yoyrit. An oila v'yoyrit is a chatos. It's just that the type of carbon that he brings depends on his financial status. So he submits 3 years personal financial statements, the gizbar, bezdin, the court, they get together and they decide what bracket this person is in financially, and based on that, that's going to determine what kind of carbon he's going to bring. So if it is determined that he can't afford to bring the kisba, the seerah, the Torah says he can bring instead birds. Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yoina, birds were considered of inferior quality. As a result, they were cheaper. So somebody that couldn't afford a kisba seerah, we're throwing him a bone. We're telling him you can get the same kapara by bringing Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yoina. If he can't even afford the Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yoina, he can bring a mincha. It's what's known as the carbon of not dalos, but rather dalei dalos. The bottom line is the minchas chayte was a mincha that was brought by a chayte. In the few cases of the Torah where the Torah says you don't have to bring the kisba, the seira, but rather you have the option of the oila v'yoyret, you could bring either the shnei Torim or the mincha. Regardless, the minchas chayte was the first exception that the Mishnah said where shaloi l'shma is going to be possible. And the Gemara said, I understand that. Because when the Torah describes the minchas chayte, the Torah says, ki chatosi, chatos kari rachmana. So just like a chatos, we know shaloi l'shma is possible. So too, the minchas chayte, shaloi l'shma is going to be possible as well. Ela, minchas kanois, minola, but the minchas kanois, why is the halacha that shaloi l'shma is going to be possible? So again, what's the minchas kanois? Minchas kanois was the carbon mincha that a Safik Saita used to bring. So we're familiar with the parish of Safik Saita. A woman was talking to a man, and her husband was suspicious, so he says, Al Tistri Mishplaini, the Stira, the Zichud, that's what the Sugis of Yichud are, learned from Masechta Saita. And now we have a chashash, a legitimate chashash, that maybe something happened over here. The Torah describes a very esoteric procedure. The husband would take his wife, bring her up to the Makom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Shar Niknar, and the Kohen would make her drink a magical potion from the Mayim HaMa'arim, and the Mayim would be the ones that would tell us whether this woman is guilty or whether she's innocent. Just like the Urim V'Tumim had this magical, supernatural power to notify us of things that we would have no way of knowing, in that same vein, Gilui Eliyahu, you have an idea of Mayim Amarim. The Mayim somehow was Mevar. That's the basic gist of the Parash of Saita. But there's a few psukim in the Parash of Saita that unless you're learning Masechtas Menachos, sometimes get overlooked. And that is that before the woman would drink, she would have to bring a carbon. The Torah says that she bring a carbon, and the carbon that she would bring was a carbon mincha. And the purpose of the carbon mincha, the Gemara says in many places, was levarer oven. It wasn't to give her kapara. That's not what it was about. But rather, it was to help us be mevar. In other words, this supernatural ability that the Mayim HaMa'arim had to tell us what happened only worked if there was also a Karban Mincha. But if the Karban Mincha wasn't worked, there was no way that was going to happen. That was the Minchas Kanois. So the Minchas Kanois is similar to the Minchas Chayte in the sense that they both happen with the backdrop of an Avera, of a Chet. But it's different in the sense that the Minchas Chayte is coming L'chaper, whereas the Minchas Oven is coming L'chaper Oven. So again, Bishlam and Minchas Chayte, I understand why the Minchas Chayte Shleil Lishma is possible to refer to it as a Chattas. El Minchas Kanois, Minolan says, the Tani Tanak made the Rav Nachman, Minchas Kanois, Moisra Nedava. If a woman set aside money for Minchas Kanois, and that is leftover money, so they thought it was going to cost $100, they showed up, there's a sale, it only cost $80. So they have $20 left over, money that was previously set aside to bring a carbon. And we know from learning Masechtas Zvachim, say the kachin for a few months already, that money that's set aside to bring a carbon has kedusha. So you can't just use it now for whatever you want. So if you had money that was set aside to bring a minchas kanois, now she doesn't need a minchas kanois, so you're not going to put it away for the next time she has to bring a minchas kanois. So what do you do with the money? Maisra nedava, you use it for a nedava. They would put it into a fund in the Beis HaMikdash where monies were used to make sure there were always karbonos on the mizbech. So we know that the Mizbeach, the marocha of the Mizbeach, can never be idle. There always had to be karbonos burning on the marocha. What happens if nobody had a carbon to bring? Right? They brought all the karbonos sibur, nobody's bringing a good carbon yachid. So what they would do is they would bring karbonos oila. That's what they would do. Those oilas were considered oilas sibur. It was oilas nadava because there was no real obligation to do it. So it was known as an oilas nidvas sibur. How did they pay for it? So there were certain monies where Bezdin didn't know what to do with the money. They would take it and they would put it in this fund. There were special shofars dedicated for this. Either way, the moiser of the Minchas Kanois was used towards that fund. So this is what the Tana told Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told the Tana, Shapa Kamrit, you know, you're saying very good. You know why? Maskeres Oven Ksiva. Because when the Torah talks about the Minchas Kanois, the Torah uses the word Oven. Ubechatos, and by the Karben Chatos, it says the same word. Ksiva Oisen Nosan Lochem Loses Es Avoy Noedo. It says the same word Oven. And Machatos Moisra Nedavo. Just like when you have the Moisra of a Karben Chatos, what do you do with the money? You use it for the Nidvas Oilas Sibur Af Minchas Kanois. So too, it makes sense. And Minchas Kanois, you should do the same thing with it. Moisra Nedavo. Nachman continued, and he said that if we have Gzeirah Shavah, now Avoy Novin, between the Minchas Kanois and the Mincha and the Karben Chatos, so then let's continue. And Uke Chatos, Ma Chatos, Psula Shalei Lishma, just like a Chatos Shalei Lishma is possible. Af Minchas Kanois, Psula Shalei Lishma. So too, the Minchas Kanois is going to be possible Shalei Lishma. So how do you know that a Minchas Chayte is possible Shalei Lishma? Chatos Kari Rachmano. A Chatos Shalei Lishma is possible, so a Minchas Kanois Shalei Lishma is going to be possible as well. How do you know a Minchas Kanois is possible Shalei Lishma? Because it's a Gzeirah Shavah Avoy Novin. And just like we use that Gzeirah Shavah to teach us that the Moiser of the Minchas Kanois was used for the nedava, it was used for this oila that was put on the mizbeach when there was no other karbonos on the mizbeach. So too, it teaches me kichatos ma chatos shalei lishma psula af minchas kanois shalei lishma psula. But the Gemara says that if there's a gzeirah shavah avoin avoin between the minchas kanois and the karbon chatos to teach me that just like the chatos shalei lishma is possible, so too the minchas kanois shalei lishma is possible. If that's the case, ashram yehi possible shalei lishma, a carbon ashram shalei lishma should be possible as well. The gomar oven oven michatos, because it says avoin by the carbon chatos, like we just said, and it says the word avoin by the carbon ashram as well. So why don't we make a gzeirah shava avoin avoin between the ashram and between the chatos? Where does it say avoin by the carbon ashram? It says v'im nefesh ki techet va'asa as chas mikol mitzvah. It says the Gemara, we can make the gzeirah shavah between the Minchas Kanois and the Chatos because they both have the word avoin, as opposed to asham, it says avoinoi. And even though it's the same shayrish, but it's not the same word. And the Gemara is suggesting that the only time you can make a gzeirah shavah is if two words are identical. But if they're not identical, avoin, avoinoi, they're very similar. But one is chasr vav, it's not the same word. And even though they mean the same general thing, same shayrish, that's not enough. But fake the Gemara, is that so? My nafke mean of a ton of Rabbi Shmuel v'shav akayin uva akayin zuhi shiv v'zuhi bir. Rabbi Shmuel once made a gzeirah shavah between the word v'shav and the word uva. Even though those two words are not, they don't even rhyme. But they mean the same thing. I mean that they mean the same thing. That was enough for him to establish Gzeirah Shavah. Meaning, you think Gzeirah Shavah means the words are spelled. It's not the same oisius. It has to have the same meaning. And you see Rabbi Shmuel even took the word Vishavuva. He felt that the meanings were similar enough to be able to establish the Gzeirah Shavah. So Avoin and Avoinoi should certainly work. I found the word Avoinoi Bechatas as well. In the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos, which is one of the cases of Karban Chatas, it's one of the early it says, so it says by the carbon asham v'ashem v'nasa avoinai, and it says over there v'im lo yagid v'nasa avoinai. So why don't we make the gzeirah shavah? So again, if there's a gzeirah shavah between milchas kanois and chatos to teach me milchas kanois shaloi l'shma is possible, then an asham shaloi l'shma should be possible as well. And we know that an asham shaloi l'shma is kosher. Now there is a shittas Rabbi Eliezer zvachim that base that holds asham shaloi l'shma is possible, but that's for a whole separate reason. He holds that asham and chatos are always similar, but Lididan, the Rabbanan argued, the Rabbanan hold a chatas shloi l'shmas pasul, an asham shloi l'shmas kasha. Why do we learn the gzeirah shavah? Says the Gemara, you have to say ki gamri gzeirah shavah lemoiser nedava hu de gamri. You have to say that when do we have the gzeirah shavah? That's only with regards to moiser nedava. But as it relates to the halachas of shloi l'shma, regarding that you don't have the gzeirah shavah. The chitayim afraid the Gemara ain't gzeirah shavah lemachzel. How could you have the gzeirah shavah between minchas kanois and chatas only to teach me one halacha? Not all halachas. Ain't gzeirah shavah l'mechtza. So if you're going to use gzeirah shavah to tell me that the moister of the minchas kanois goes l'nedava, don't you have to use gzeirah shavah to teach me that a minchas kanois shalei l'shma is possible? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because gali rachmona gabi chatas v'shachat oisa l'chatas oisa l'shma k'shera v'shalei l'shma possible. Avol kol kachin ben l'shma ben shalei l'shma k'shera. Meaning, in theory, you would make the gzeirah shavah with regards to the halach of shalei l'shma as well. However, there's a miut in the parish of Chatos that says v'shachat ois only Chatos shaloi l'shmas pasul other kachim shaloi l'shmas kasha. So ein gzeirah shavah l'mechtza would mean that I'm not going to apply the gzeirah shavah. That's not. We're saying really we're applying the gzeirah shavah across the board. It just so happens I have a miut in the Torah where the miut says that only a Chatos shaloi l'shmas pasul as opposed to other karbonos shaloi l'shmas kasha. But the bottom line is I can't learn out any karbon from Chatos to teach me, like Chata Shaloi L'shma is possible, so to this carbon Shaloi L'shma is going to be possible. Even if I have a Gzeirah Shavah, because I have a miut in the parish of Chatas that this allows that. It doesn't allow me to do it. So where are we now? If that's the case, Hadri Kushi L'duchte. So I need a Makar now, not only that Minchas Kanoi Shaloi L'shma is possible, I need a Makar that Minchas Choyte Shaloi L'shma is possible as well. How did I know Minchas Choyte Shaloi L'shma is possible? Because it says Chatas, Chatas Kar Yerachmona. I have a miut in the parish of Chatas that tells me I can't learn anything from Chatas. How did I know Minchas Kanoi? I have a mirror in the parish of Chatas that says you can't learn anything from Chatas. So Ela Minchas Choyte Minchas Kanois the Psul and Shaloi L'Shma Minalon says the Gemara. I'll tell you Chatas time am I. What's the reason a Chatas Shaloi L'Shma is possible? Mishum Dechsev Bahi, because it says the word He. It says V'Samach Yodei Al Reish Asar V'Shachat Oisoy B'Mkoy Mashi Yishchat Oyvel Lefnei Hashem Chatas He Hachanami Hachsev Bahu. He. Here too, it says the word he as well. It says the word he by the carbon mincha, and as a result, by the minchas kanois and the minchas choyte, where the Torah specifically says the word he, over there, I don't need to learn it from Chatas. But the same occur that I have in Mesachta Zvachim, that a Chatas shloi l'shma is possible, I have in the minchas choyte and the minchas choyte. Where does it say it? By the minchas choyte, it says ki Chatas he. And by the minchas kanois, he says, ki minchas kanois. Freik de Gemara, if that's the case, the makar that a chata shloi l'shma is possible is because it says who. And the makar that a minchas choyte minchas kanois is possible is because it says he and who, respectfully. Freik de Gemara, asham nam yoksiv bahu. It says, vehikter oisam akoyin amizbecho, isha l'ashem, asham hu. It says the word asham, says the Gemara, what it said many times in Masech Tzvachim, ahu l'ach haktaras emurim utiksiv. Where does it say the word who by the carbon asham? It says it after haktaras emurim. And being that it says that after Akhtar Seymurim, it can't be teaching me a halacha of Shaloi L'shma being Meyakiv. Why not? Kidetanya, Aval Asham Lein Nemabahu Elalach Akhtar Seymurim. And who answers Shaloi Hukhtar Emur of Kasha? What would be if you didn't do the Akhtar at all by a carbon Asham? It would be Kasha. Akhtar is from the Shiori Mitzvah. It's not something that's Meyakiv. What's Meyakiv by the Asham? What's Meyakiv by all carbonas? Shchita Kabbalah Elachaz Rika. Everything else. Whether it's Akhtar Seymurim, whether it's Tachilas Kachim of the Keyanim or the Bailim, whether it's Shvich HaShirayim, everything else is not ma'akiv. It's only shari mitzvah. So where does it say who? The hikdir, and then it says the word who. So if the akhtar itself is not ma'akiv, how could lishma with regards to the akhtar be ma'akiv? So who, he, who, that it says by the Chatos and the Michas Chayt and Michas Kanois, that teaches me Shaloi L'Shma is Ma'akiv. The Hu that it says by Hashem does not teach me that. So, Freik the Gemara of Elohu Lamali, why then does the Torah say the word Hu? If you see, we darshan the word Hu. Shaloi L'Shma is possible because it says a word Hu or a word He, then the word Hu that it says by the Karban Hashem must be teaching me something. So, the Gemara looked at Rav Huna my Rav. Hashem Shenitik L'Rayo, V'Shach Teistam, Kasher L'Shma Ilo, Nitik In Lo Yitikla. So, we know that Halacha is that so there's chomesh chatois hamesis. There were five karbonos chatos where the halacha was you couldn't be makrivit. At the same time, you couldn't even sell it. The halacha was you had to let it die. There were chomesh chatois hamesis. How exactly it was done? These are sugyas. But the point is there were chomesh chatois hamesis. There's halacha lemesh misinai that any time you have a psul that had this psul happened to a chatos, the halacha would be lemisa. If it happens to an asham, the halacha is you hand it over to a shepherd, you let it graze in a field, you wait until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, you sell it, you take the money, and you buy an oila. What type of oila? The oila is nidvas sivur that we were talking about earlier. But the point is, you buy a carbon oila with the proceeds that come from that money. The question is, what happens if a kohen would go and he would shech this carbon asham? This is an asham where the halacha is you have to hand it to the raya, wait for it to get a mum, sell it, take the money, and buy an oila with it. What happens if the kohen goes and he shechts it stam, not l'shem oila, not l'shem asham. We know stam is kosher by kosher, zvachan dat bezam and bez. So the question now is what happens to this halacha? Does it have a din of an asham, or does it have a din of an oila? On the one hand, it's an asham. But then again, the din is wait for it to get a mum, sell it, and take the money, and convert it into an oila. So if it was shachut stan, do we look at it as an asham or do we look at it as an oila? So Rav addressed this. Rav said, asham shenitik l'ri'iyo, an asham that has a din that you're supposed to give it to the shepherd, the shachtoi stan, and now there was a shechita, and it was done without any specific intention, not l'shem asham, not l'shem oila, the halacha is kosher l'shem oila. It has a din of an oila. Stating that, nitik in loy nitik loy, it's only true if it was handed over to the shepherd. If it wasn't handed to the shepherd, then it has a din of an asham. So it's very technical, but what matters is, was it given to the shepherd? Was it not given to the shepherd? Bottom line is, if it was given to the shepherd, then shachtei stam has din of an oila. But if it wasn't given to the shepherd, shachtei stam has din of an asham. How do you know that? A makro who bavi yasa yehe asham who bavi yasa yehe, that you look at this asham, even though it has a din to convert into an oila. Right now it's an asham shachtei stam. Right now it's going to have a din as an asham exhale. So two ha'aras, one regarding minchas chayte, and the other one, a little bit of a more elaborate ha'ara with regards to Minchas Kanois. I think at first glance, if you ask the man on the street, the carbon oil of a yoyred, so there were three options. If you can afford it, you bring a kiz versa ira. If you couldn't afford it, shnei tayrim, a shnei bnei yoyna. If you couldn't even afford that, you bring the carbon of dali dalas, you bring the carbon mincha. You would think that all three carbonois were carbonois chatas, right? You would think that if you bring in the kispa, that's a chatas. The Shnei Torim, of course, Chata Soif, Oila Soif, what do you have to add an Oila? Remeh Simcha, Devin Ezra, the Chidah, Reid, we've spoken about at great length in the past. If you can't even afford to bring the Chata Soif, so then you bring the Minchas Chayte, you bring the Dali Dalos, but at the same time, it's Chatos. This person is Chayiv to bring a carbon Chatos. The type of Chatos is Oila V'Yayrit. It goes up and down depending on what this person could afford. In this Gemara, it's Mavur, not that way. In this Gemara, it's Mavur that the carbon Mincha wasn't a carbon Chatos. It was a Mincha. And presumably, the reason is because it can't be a Mincha and a Chatos. It has to be either a Mincha or a Chatos. But the point is, it's clearly Mavur in this Gemara that if somebody couldn't afford to bring the Kizba Zaira, the regular Chatas Yochid, and couldn't even afford to bring the Chatas Aif, then he didn't bring a Chatas at all. And instead of bringing a carbon Chatas, in lieu of the Chatas, he ended up bringing the Mincha. But it's not the Pshat that the Mincha was a form of a Chatas. It's not a Chatas. Where do you see that? This whole sugya. Because if the Minchas Chayte is a Chatas, then it's Pashat why Minchas Chayte Shaloi Lishma is Pasal. It's Shaloi Lishma Pasal. Because the Chatas, and Chatas Shaloi L'shma's Pasal. The whole Gemara was trying to learn from Chatas, that just like a Chatas Shaloi L'shma's Pasal, so to a Minchas Chayte Shaloi L'shma should be Pasal as well. And the Gemara suggested Chatas Kari Rachmana. Incidentally, those words, Chatas Kari Rachmana, it's a borrowed term. It's borrowed from Parah Aduma. The Gemara throughout Shas says that even though the Parah Aduma was Kotcha Bet Gabayas, it wasn't brought on the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't brought on the Mizbeach, it wasn't even brought on Harabayas, it was brought on Haramishcha, Harazesim. It wasn't a carbon, it wasn't brought the kapara, it was brought for tahira. But at the same time, although it didn't even have kotcha mizbeach, it was kotcha bet kabayis, but chatas kari rachman, and there's certain halachas. Shloi lishmas pasul, there's a psal muktzat nevet. Right, there's a whole bunch of different halachas, roi v'nirva, with regards to the halach of a paraduma. Because although it's not a chatas, chatas kari rachman. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that milchus chayt is not a chatas, because if it was a chatas, it's pashut, shloi lishmas pasul. What the Gemara said was chatas kari rachman, that even though it's not a chatas, the Torah says chatasi. The Torah called it a chatas. It's not a chatas, a mincha. But the Torah called it a chatas. I mean that the Torah called it a chatas, just like the paraduma, the Torah called a chatas. And there's 10 halachas and shas that I learned out from that. So too, in the same vein, oh, chatas kari rachmana, let's learn a halacha. Let's learn a halacha, that's shalei lishma apostle. And the Gemara said, you can't even do that. Because it says, v'shachat oysa, and there's a miut in the parish of chatas that says you can't learn anything from chatas. The chatas shalei lishma is possible, but shar kachim shalei lishma are going to be kasha. Meaning, you can't learn from chatas any other carbon that should have a psul of shaloi lishma. But the bottom line is that when the ani brings his mincha, it's not a chatas, it's a mincha. He doesn't have to bring a chatas. He can bring a mincha. He can be yaitza with a mincha. Meaning, the gvir has to bring a chatas, and the person that could afford the chatas life also is a mechui of chatas. The ani, his chi, on the chiv level, it changes. He doesn't even need a chatas. He brings a mincha, and he gets the same exact kapara with his mincha that the others are getting with their chatas. That's the first important ta'ara. The second ta'ara is we mentioned the minchas kanoi. So it's kedai to chazer Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha in Sefer Gvura Shmoinim, the Embeis Medrash B'loi Chedesh. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Gvura Shmoinim. And in the sefer, he begins with a question and he gives 80 terutzim to this kasha. Thus, the name Gvura Shmoinim. His kasha is that the Gemara, Masech Tizvachim, Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, brings the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi that says, Shamati Shahabayim Mefagim. We're all familiar with Machshav Espeka. Kohen's doing the Avoida, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika, or if it's a Mincha, Kmita, Kmitza, he's putting into the Kli, Hailacha, Haktara, and he has a Machshav, a Chutzlas Mani, Chutzlam Kaimai, while he's doing one of the Avoidas. The Halacha is Pigal. If it's Chutzlam Kaimai, it's possible, but there's no Chi of Karas if somebody eats from the Zevach or the Mincha respectfully. If it was a Machshav of Chutzlas Manai, it's even more chomer than that. Rabbi Yossi said, Shamati, I heard that the one that has the power to manipulate a carbon and make it a carbon pigle is not the coin that's doing the avodah, but rather Shamati Shahabayla Mafakam. It's the Bala carbon. He's the one that has the ability to bring a carbon. So if Ruvain comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he hands a carbon oila over to a Kayin. It's not the Kayin whose machshava chutzlas manai chutzlam koimai is going to impact the carbon, but rather it's Ruvain, the Baal HaKarbon's machshava, that's going to impact the carbon. And if the Baalim has a machshava of chutzlas manai chutzlam koimai, that would render the carbon pickle. Frank Rav Yosef Engel, a charifos. He said that we're familiar with the Minchas Kanois. And the purpose of the Minchas Kanois, like we spoke at earlier, was Levara Ravai. Meaning the only way the Mayim HaMa'arim would be Baidik this woman and tell us whether she's innocent or guilty of adultery is if first there was a minchas kanois that was brought. If the mincha was brought, now the mayim works. If there's no mincha, the mayim is not going to work. In other words, if the mincha would be brought, but the mincha would be pasul, it too wouldn't work. It's a freak of Yosef Engel. Any woman that knows she's guilty, she's dragged into Shar Nikner, she's standing lefnei Hashem, and this is the moment of truth. She's about to drink from the water, and she's trying to get out of her mess. She has a very easy way out. You know what she should do? As the balas hakarbon, let her think machshev is pigal at the time that the kohen is bringing the minchas kanois. Shamati shabayim mafagim. Her machshava will now impact this carbon that's being brought. If her machshava is going to impact the carbon that's being brought, so it's a very easy way out. The reason it's an easy way out is because now the carbon's going to be possible. If the carbon's possible, it's not going to be mevara oven. So even if she's guilty, nothing's going to happen when she drinks the mayim. So freit Rabbi Yosef Engel, I have an easy way out for every suffix saita. There must be a teretz, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that is. And he says, 80 terutzim. Thus, the sefer gvura shvayim. Now, when we spoke out this kasha, Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin, and we spoke it out in very great detail with a lot of raid and a lot of ancillary raid. We spoke out of terrorist Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said a tremendous yisoid, and it ties into a lot of raid in Masechta Zvachim, thus the Arichos. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the only time a Machshavas Pigle works is if the person having the Machshava is able to control the outcome. He's able to control this terrible thing that he's thinking is going to happen. So, for example, if a Kohen would have a Machshava of chutzlas manai, he's going to do the haktaro chutzlas manai. He's going to do the zrika chutzlas manai. As a kohen, it's something that he has the ability to control. Thus, it's a real machshava, and thus it would disqualify the carbon. But let's say a kohen is doing the avoda, And he has a machshava that another kohen is going to do the zrika chutzal zmane. Says Reb Chaim, it's poshut that that's not going to be a machshava's pigel. Because kol kemine, he doesn't have the ability to control that somebody else is going to now go do the zrika chutzal zmane. So the machshava has to be something that's biyadai. But to the extent that what you're thinking is not something that's in your control, it's not biyadai for you to actually see through, then that would not be considered a machshava's pigel. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if that's the case, a woman is a zar. And being that a woman is a czar, she doesn't have the ability to do avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. So she can't have a machshava, for example, to do aktara chutz lazmani, to do zrika chutz lazmani, she's a czar. The only thing that a czar can possibly do that relates to machshavas pigel is eat. Achila. There's certain karbonos where the halacha is, the bailam had an ability to eat. So the only type of machshavas pigel in Allah's Rabbi Yossi's world who holds Bailam Afaglam, where the Bailam is a czar, that's even me'in yana, would be if it's achila. But even that, said Reb Chaim, that's only true kachem kalam. Because only kachem kalam, the Bailam, a czar was able to eat. But kachem kadashim was only nechal azichrei kahuna. The chatas, the Bailam didn't get any part of. The ashram, the Bailam didn't get any part of. If he was a kohen, he could eat it, but he didn't get any part of it. Because the kachem kadashim was nechal only, lizcharim, and to zichrei kuna. So said Reb Chaim, a mincha is always kachem kadashim. And being that all menachas are kachem kadashim, it was never possible, even according to Reb Elazar Reb Yossi, for this woman to have a machshava. It's not shayach. The reason it's not shayach is because the only machshava that she can technically manipulate, that she has any shaykhs to with the mincha, would be to eat the shirayim of the mincha. She can't eat the shirayim of a mincha because she's a zara. Because all women are zaras. What's the definition of a kohen? The Rambam says that a kohen is zichrei kohuna, kol she'ini mizera kayana mascharim, is a zara. So being that, even if she's mizera ha'in, she could be a bas kohen. But at the same time, she's not a zachar. And as a result, she cannot eat from the shiori mincha. Being that she can't eat from the shiori mincha, she can't have a machshava. It's not possible, said Reb Chaim, to have such a machshava. We shtel tzu at the time, a lot of Maram Rekhamis. One of them was the Rashash, Gishmaki Rashash. The sugya of kayhanim, if a kayhan has a machshava spigel. So there's the whole sugya mesach this gittin, perikan hazakin, whether the kayhan now is a din of a mazik or doesn't have a din of a mazik. And it's totally whether hezek nikr shmei hezek or hezek nikr loy shmei hezek. Right? Hezek nikr shmei hezek. Hezek she'ini nikr, I'm sorry. So hezek she'ini nikr, is it shmei hezek or loy shmei hezek? Pigel is a hezek, but it's a hezek she'ini nikr, you can't see it, and as a result, it's a suki and shas. Hezek she'ini nikr, shmei hezek, hezek she'ini nikr, loy shmei hezek. Thus, if you hold hezek she'ini nikr, shmei hezek, if a koyin has a machshavas pigel, he's going to have to pay. Freik the Rashash, why did the Mishnah that discusses the halacha of hezek she'ini nikr talk only about a koyin that had a machshavas pigel? It's possible for a zar to have a machshavas pigel as well. Now, he doesn't talk about Rabbi Yossi, but he says, Pasha, shchitik she'ir b'zar. And you can be mechasha b'shas riko. So b'shas chita. So it's possible even for a zar to have a machshava spigel. So why is the sugi only by the koyin? Why isn't it also negay by the zar? See, he says the same teretz. He says because the only time you can have a machshava spigel is if you mechasha that you're going to do something, and not just you're going to do it, but you're going to do something that's in your control, something that you're able to do. A zar can't do zrika, can't do haktara, can't do shvicha shirayim. The only thing the zar could do is eat. But even then, the only time the zar has a din, where the czar could be doing the avoid, that he could be thinking, oh, I'm going to eat this meat, chos l'zman and chos l'mkami. That's only, it's his. If he has a real schos in it. The only time the czar ever had a schos in kachem is if it was his. If it's his, even if he has the machshava, he's not a mazik, because it's his. You can't be mazik your own thing. So said the Rashash, you want to know why the Mishnah said, dafka kayhanim shapiglu, and not a czar, it's shaykh piglu. It's true it's shaykh piglu by a czar, but it's only shaykh for the achilas basar, and only his basar, thus he's not going to be a mazik. But the yisoid of the Rashash is the same as the yisoid as a goy Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's the same exact yisoid. The yisoid is that the only time you can have machshavas pigel is if you're being machashiv that you're going to do something chutz l'zmani, chutz l'mkayimai, and something that you're able to do, at the very least. If it's not something you can do, you can't have the machshavas. So even according to Reb Elazar Reb Yossi, that holds the Bailam Afaglam. But at the same time, the isha, the only machshavas she can have, that it would be a machshavas pigel. The only thing she can control is she says, I'll eat the shirayim, but she can't eat the shirayim. Because the mincha is always kachi kadashim, right? The mincha's ani, the nefesh is always kachi kadashim. It's not something that's in her control. Being that it's not in her control, it wouldn't be shy to have a machshavas pigel. So that's Reb Chaim Kanievsky said. But Reb Yosef Engel said 80 terutzim. So we have to speak at least one. And that's the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. So I was going through the Sefer Gvura Shmoinim. So teretz number 21 says Reb Yosef Engel, going out of order. No, but teretz number 21 says Reb Yosef Engel is based on what Rashi said in the Sechtes Nachis daf beis amadeis. And Tosfos is not sure about it. In Mesechtes Vachim daf beis amadal. And Rashi says it also. In Mesechtes Psachim daf samach gimel amadal. And Tosfos is sure about it. In Mesechtes Bava Mitzia from all places. Paragamafkin daf mem gimel amadeis. And that is that even though you always find the lashon of machsheves pigel, machsheves shloi lishma, the word machsheves is a misnomer. It doesn't mean machsheva. What it means is deeper. And really, in order for a carbon to become pigel, it's not enough that the koyein or the bailam would think chutzlis manay chutzlim kaimay. You would actually have to utter the words. You would have to say it. Chutzlis manay chutzlim kaimay. So says Rabbi Yosef Enkel, l'chura, the whole kasha is a kasha if it happens with machshava. If it happens with machshava, you can't manipulate somebody's machshavas. How do you control someone's thoughts? Evan Ezra's kasha, how could the Torah say leisachman? How do you control somebody's thoughts? But that's not something you can do. But if you have to say, you can control what comes out of a person's mouth. The woman was standing in Shar Nikna. She was in the Makam HaMikdash when the Karban Mincha was brought. So they had Shoimrim that watched her, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, to make sure she didn't say anything. And if she would say something, you know what they would do? They wouldn't bring the Mincha. And if they wouldn't bring the Mincha, she would play herself excited for the rest of her life. So that wasn't such a great option either. But the bottom line is it was something that they were in control of. If it's been Machshava, so then it's a great Kasha. How do you know what she's thinking? So maybe she's really guilty and she just thought Machshava Spigel. So the Karban was never Mavar Oven, and how she lied with her husband, that's where all the issues emerge. But if it's something that's Bedibur, she could be thinking it from today till tomorrow. But if she doesn't say it, so they watched her. They said, you cannot say it. If you say it, there'll be consequences. That very often works. And the bottom line is, that's what they did, old school. And that was how they were able to get her to not have this machshava. Either way, zok to Gemara. Right. Omar Rav, minchas ha'omer, shakim so shaloi l'shma psula. So Rav said, there's a Mishnah. Kol ha'menachas shenikim so shaloi l'shma ksheres, elu shaloi alu bayin l'shem chayva, chutz mi minchas choyte, u minchas kanois. Rav walks into base med, which says, I have a third mincha. Minchas ha'omer, shakim so shaloi l'shma psula. If the minchas ha'omer was brought shalei l'shma, it too will be possible. And the reason is, ha'il ubasa lahater, v'lo hitir. Because what's the purpose of the minchas ha'omer, as we'll see in a moment? The purpose of it was to be matir the tefuah ha'chadasha. You weren't allowed to eat from the tefuah ha'chadasha until the minchas ha'omer was born. So being that the whole purpose of the minchas ha'omer is to be matir the tefuah ha'chadasha, and a korban shalei l'shma, even if it's kosher, it's le'olu l'bayilun l'shem chayva, it never accomplishes its intended purpose. So if this mincha is not accomplishing its intended purpose, then what do you be makriv it for? What does it mean kosher? Right, kosher means you can continue the hakrova. But to the extent that it's not going to accomplish its goal, then what's the point? So being that its whole tachlis is lahater, v'loi hitira, as a result, it goes from being kosher to in fact being pasul. Says Rav, the same is going to be true for the Asham Nazir and the Asham Mitzayra. Sheshachtu shalei l'shma, and if you bring them shalei l'shma, psulim, it's going to be pasul. Even though an Asham shalei l'shma is kosher. The reason is, because these Ashamas are different than an ordinary Asham. Ordinary Asham is coming l'chaper. So, being that it's coming l'chaper, even shalei l'shma, you bring it. But these Ashamas are not born l'chaper. These Ashamas are coming l'hachshir. The Asham Nazir is brought when the Nazir became Tameh during the course of his Naziros. He has to stop counting. The Tumah is Soyser his Naziros. He has to stop counting. He has to wait 7 days. He has to bring Karbanos, one of which was an Asham. And then he had to start counting all over again. The purpose of that Asham wasn't to be Mechaper. It was to be Machshir. It was to allow the Nazir to resume his Naziros. And really started from the beginning again. But to go back to being a Nazir again. So the purpose of it was not Lechaper, it was the Hachshir. The Mitzayra is the same thing. The reason the Mitzayra brought an Asham when he completed his being a term as a Mitzayra was to allow him to re-enter the club. Bottom line is, the purpose of these things are lahachshir. Anything that's lahachshir, shaloi l'shma, is going to be possible. Because its whole purpose is like, if it's not machshir, then it doesn't make sense that it should be kosher. Faith the Gemara, Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, kolam anach shenikhasu shaloi l'shma, k'sheiroiz, elo shaloi olu l'baylon l'shum chayva, chutz mi minchas chayta minchas kanois. Faith the Gemara, if Rav is right, that a minchas Oimer shaloi l'shma is possible as well. Listen, nami chutz b'minchas oimer. So then there's a third one. Says the Gemara, kik tani ba yachid ba tzibul ektani. The Gemara gives three reasons. Meaning it's true. Rav's right. A minchas oimer shaloi l'shma is possible. You want to know why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Why the Mishnah only mentioned two exceptions to the rule? Not a third exception. Three reasons why minchas oimer is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah is only discussing minachos of a yachid, not the mincha v'tzibur. The minchas oimer was a minchas tzibur. Number two, kik tani ba biglal atzma. The Mishnah is only discussing menachos that come on their own. as opposed to the minchas ha'omer that was brought together with the korban oila, so it came together with a zevach. Mishnah's not discussing that. And finally, kiktani hanach she'en kavu lehem zman. We're not discussing menachos that were brought at specific times. So the Mishnah is only discussing menachos that have no kvius zman. Huh. But the minchas ha'omer was kavu lehem zman. When was it brought? Tezayin Nisan. And as a result, loy kiktani, it's for that reason that it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. A little bit more Gemara, and then we'll speak out some more raid. On my mind, that's the next Gemara. Continue and said that just like a minchas oimer shalei lishma is possible, so too the asham naza, the asham mitzayra shalei lishma is going to be possible as well. And it's all for the same reason. It's all based on the fact that they're ba'in lahachshir, and if something's ba'in lahachshir and it can't be machshir, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara. Now, we learned in, in the first Mishnah, Mesach Tezvachim, Kala Tzvachim Shashachna Shaladish, Mangsherim El Shalayel, Lubayim Lubashim Chayva, Chutz Mi Pesach Vechatas, Vem Isa. If it's true that in Asham Naz and Asham Mitzayra, Shalayel Shema is also possible. Listen, now, Chutz Mi Asham Naz and Asham Mitzayra, Debol HaHachsha V'lai Hichshiru. Same Kasha, says the Gemara, Kibin Ika Hashem Gizayel Hashem Ilas, Dilachapara Asu, Loi Psikole. It's true. On Asham Naz and Asham Mitzayra, now you know the rest of the story. Shalayel Shema possible. There are Hashamais that Shalayel Shema are going to be possible. But at the same time, the reason the Mishnah didn't mention it is because the Mishnah wasn't getting so detailed. The Mishnah wanted to discuss more general karbonos. So Pesach is Shalai Lishma is always possible. A Chatas Shalai Lishma is always going to be possible as well. As opposed to an Asham, where sometimes Shalai Lishma is going to be kosher, and that's an Asham that's Balach HaParah, such as Dasham Me'ilois, and Asham Gzeilois, Dasham Shivcha Charufa. There are, in fact, times where an Asham Shalai Lishma is going to be possible. Dasham Noz and Dasham Etzayra, Dasham is that Abba and Mahakshar. But Loi Psikale, the Tana, the Mishnah, is not getting involved in slicing and dicing this one, yeah, this one, not. Thus, we include Asham as a carbon that Shalei Lishma is kosher, despite the fact that there are some Hashamahs that Shalei Lishma is going to be possible. So, but now the Gemara asks the obvious question. What's the reason that the Asham Nazar and the Asham Mitzayra, Rav said Shalei Lishma is possible? The Bo Lahachshav Leichshiru. Because what does kosher mean? Resume the Avodah. Even though there's a psal, it doesn't matter. You can continue doing the Avodah. What do you mean? The whole purpose of the Avodah, of this carbon, is Lahakshir. And if it's not being machshir, then what's the point? Freak the Gemara Hani Nami, the other Hashem says, well, but in the Kapara Vala Kipru, their purpose is Kapara, and being that they can't accomplish the Kapara, freak the Gemara, then why are you bringing it? What's the difference between the Asham, whose purpose is Lahakshir, that we say when it can't be machshir, don't bring it, versus the Asham, whose purpose is the Kapara, where we should say, if it can't be Mechaper, because it's like all of the Bible, and the Shem Cheva, then you shouldn't bring it either. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Matzino Shechalek HaKosov, Bei Mechaprim Ubei Machshirim. You find the distinction. You find that you sometimes bring a carbon whose whole essence is the Kapara, despite the fact that right now it can't be Mechaper. However, by a machsher, you never find that you bring a machsher b'kahai gavna where it can't be a machsher. Where do you see this distinction? Mechaprim ispud also lachamis. So you find that you bring a carbon whose purpose is lachaper after the bala carbon died. Machshirim lespud also lachamis. As opposed to machshirim, you don't bring lachamis. What's the context? Time we learned in the Mishnah. Isha shviya chatos umeso. A woman who's a yeled, she has to bring a chatos and an oila. If she brought her chatos and then she died, yaviu yarshin oilasa. Her yarshin bring the oila. Oilasa umeso. If she brought her oila and then she died, lo yaviu yarshin chatos. So this Mishnah is discussing a very interesting topic. What happens if somebody was mafish a carbon and then the owner of the carbon died? So what do you do with the carbon? Do you bring the carbon or do you not bring the carbon? So the truth is, we learned this sugi together, Mesach Tezvachim. Was one of the earlier sugis of Masechta Zevachim, very hard Gemara, where the Gemara discusses what do you do with a carbon, with a bala carbon or balas a carbon died. Do the Yarshim have a din to bring the carbon, or do the Yarshim not have a din to bring the carbon? So that's the general context. And the Mishnah is discussing specifically on Isha, that's a Yeledes, who has to bring a chatas and an oila. Says the Mishnah, interesting. If she brought her chatas and then she died, the Yarshim bring the oila. If she brought her oila and then she died, the Yarshim do not bring the chatas. So the oila is bala achamisa, the chatas is not bala achamisa. Now here's the interesting counterintuitive premise that the Gemara assumes. And that is when the Yoledes brings an oila and a chatas. That was big. When the oila, stop speaking Yiddish, now we're working on English. So when the oila brings, although Maya corrected me on counterintuitive too, so go figure. But either way, true story. So if the you would think the chatas is bala chaper, and the oila maybe has some other function. Maybe you assume just the opposite. The Oila is assumed to be the Machaper. Yoledes needs Kapara because she famously swears while she's in labor that she's never going to go through this again. And then she does. So she needs Kapara now for Shavua Shah. So she needs Kapara. Thus, the Oila is what's assumed to be the Machaper. The Chatos is viewed as a Machsha. It allows her to catch him again, right? It allows her now to act as a Tahir. So the oil is the mechaper and the chatos is the machsher. And what's the halacha? The oil is bala achamisa, the chatos is not bala achamisa. So you see, you could bring a mechaper la achamisa and you can't bring the oil la achamisa. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is assuming that you can't get kapara for a carbon if you're not alive anymore, which is also a big chiddush. Because the Gemara says, yesh kapara la mesim, right? People give a lot of stock of the ilu nishmas mesim under the premise that a mace gets kapara from things that are done on his behalf. So if a check to a mace is a mechaper, le'ilu nishmas, then you would think a carbon, not just any carbon, a carbon that the mace was actually mafresh, so it should certainly work. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu assumed not that way. Rabbi Yirmiyahu assumed that a carbon can only be mechaper for a person while the person's alive. But if the person's not alive anymore, the carbon's not going to be mechaper. So what do you see from all this? What you see from all this is that the oila that's mechaper, again, it's hepech hasfar, that the oila that's mechaper, you could bring, even though there's no kapara. Whereas the chatas that's machsher, you don't bring. Being that you're not being machsher. So you see that when it comes to machsher, you only do it if it's being machsher. Memela, the minchas oime shalai lishma, whose purpose is lahakshir, the asham nazir, asham etzayr, whose purpose is lahakshir, if it can't be mahakshir, you don't bring it. Just like if a person would die, you wouldn't bring the carbon. That right now, being that it's like, oh, by the same chayv, because of shalai lishma, becomes possible, by definition. You can't bring it anymore, as opposed to mechaper. You find you bring a mechaper lahakamisa. Thus, you could bring it. Zok to Gemara, maskif l'Rabbi Yehuda, b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, mahakshir nami, mi les lohu lahakamisa. Is that true? You never bring a mahakshir lahakamisa. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, mafresh mahakshir nazirusai, if somebody was a nazir and he set aside money, because a nazir, when he completes his naziris, had to bring three karbanas, an oila, a shlomim, and a chatas. So when he completes his naziris, he's going to have to bring karbanas. So he set aside money, but he didn't identify whether the money is going to go for the oila, the shlomim, or the chatas. And we spoke at earlier this morning that once you set aside money for a karban, that gives the money a certain kedusha. So what's the halacha? And you can't have hanah from this money, but v'loy mayalim. But you're not, you can't be mayal either. Meaning there's no mi'ila da'iraisa, you wouldn't bring the asham mi'ila as if you met those prerequisites. There's no mi'ila on the da'iraisa level, but at the same time, you can't have hana. Right? Loi nana v'loi mayalin don't mean the same thing. Loi nana means thou shall not have hana. It's an iser hana. Loi mayalin means you cannot be mayal in the sense there is no iser mi'ila. Either way, mipnei sheruyin lovin shlomis. Why is there no mi'ila? What do you mean? It was set aside for karbanos. Because the only time you're mayal is if you had mi'ila, if you had hana from kachi gadasha. On kachi kalim, there's no mi'ila. And being that all of this money can technically go for the shlomim, which is kachim kam, and there's no meal. Now it can go for the oila as well, and the oila and the chatas, which are kachim kadasha. But being that they're all ru'uyin loving kulin shlomim, not our sugi right now, therefore the halacha is that there's no me'ila at all. Mishnah continues and says, Mace, what if the Nazir set aside money and he died? And he had this money set aside. He was never mefarish which carbon it's going to go for. So the halacha is yiplu l'nedava. They all go l'nedava. What's Nadava? So the Nidvas Tibur. Mifu Russian. What if he did identify the money? So the Mechatas, the money that he said was going to go towards the Chatas, Yoylech the Yamamelech. He threw it into the Yamamelech. It has a din of the Chomish Chatois Amesos. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that you kill the Chatas. If it's in the money form, you throw the money into the Yamamelech. Loi Nene V'Loi Moylin. Additionally, you can't have Ano, but there's no Me'ilo. Deme Oilo, what do you do with the money that was set aside for the Oilo? Yavi Ben Oilo. You buy an Oilo, Umoylin Behem. Deme Shlomim, what do you do with the money that was set aside for the Shlomim? Yavi Ben Shlomim, you buy a Shlomim. V'Nechalum L'Yoy Mechad. Why Yoy Mechad? Shlomim was always Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Lai L'Echas. Because there were two exceptions. The one that everybody knows is the Taida. The one that not everybody knows is the Shalmei Nasa. The Shalmei Nasa was also only eaten for a day and a night. The ain't tuna lech and there's no lech. Okay, what's the cash? What part of this do we need? For oil of the Shalmei Nasa, the Machshirim, then the oil and the Shalmei of the Nasa, which are also Machshirim. The whole purpose of those Karbanas is to allow the Nasa to go back to being a regular, mundane person. And so the whole purpose is to be Machshir. And still you see that there's dinim of lachamisa, because of lachamisa. So you see, there is a concept of bringing a machshel lachamisa. How can you tell me you never bring a machshel lachamisa? And that's the basis to Rav's halacha, that the ashamais, which are machshirim, shaloi lishma, are going to be puzzle. You find an idea of a machshel lachamisa. So you see, you could bring a machshir even though it's not accomplishing its purpose. Where do you see that? Because the money that was set aside for oil and shlomim of the Nazar still has halachas of kedusha of oil and shlomim of the Nazar, even though the Nazar is dead. So it's not going to be machshir. So l'chur, you'd think by definition, the kedusha should be gone. And so you see, it's not the way it works. You still treat it as an oilas nazar, as a shalmi nazar. It has certain dina, because if it didn't have dina akrava, you wouldn't have this whole mishnah. Rabbi Papa said, "Hachi amar Rabbi Yirmi le'masino hechshir kavua the balach hamis." You don't find any machshir that you need this machshir exclusively to be balach hamisa. A subtle svar. Ude nazar. In contrast to a nazir, the hechsher sheni kavuhu, although it's a machsher, but you don't need it to be machsher. It's not an exclusive machsher, meaning it's not the only way to get this hechsher is through this carbon. The amar mar gilach halachas mishloshtam yatsa. Because the truth is, the nazir doesn't have to bring all three karbonos. He can bring the chatas. He doesn't have to bring the oil and the shlamet. Being that you don't have to bring all three, even though all three are machshirim, but being that you don't need them to be machsher, it's not exclusively a machsher. So it doesn't fall into the category of a machshir that's not balach hamisa. Any machshir that you must do this in order to get hechshir, that machshir wouldn't be balach hamisa. That machshir doesn't make sense to bring to the extent that it's like l'bailam l'chem shem chayven. It's over there that Rav said is halacha, that even though an ashram shalai l'shma is kosher, but the sham nazar, the sham mitzayra is going to be possible. One last kasha, meisvei, ashram mitzayra, shenishchat shalai l'shma, an ashram mitzayra, specifically the ashram mitzayra that was brought shalai l'shma. Oy shalai need to be done agave behinos, or they never did the matan behinos, I raise the oil of the gabim is That's a long-winded way of saying kosher. Right? It says clearly, and it needs the nesachim. Another way of saying, but the bottom line is, you see clearly that the asham etzayir is kosher. Says the Gemara, tuf to the Rav. It's a tuf to the Rav. The Gemara is going to continue, but we're going to stop here. But just a tiny bit of more rain. That is, so we spoke this morning about three specific types of menachas: the minchas chayte, the minchas kanois, and the minchas oimer. It's interesting. The minchas kanois and the minchas oimer have something in common. They were both unique in terms of all the other types of menachas, and that is, all menachas were brought min hachitin. The minchas chayte and the minchas kanois and the minchas ha'omer were the two types of menachos that weren't brought menachitin. They were brought menasa'ir. Now the Gemara says that the reason the minchas kanois was brought menasa'ir, it's a mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Soita, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kishem shem ma'aseh ma'aseh behema, kach karbona ma'aseh behema." That being that she did ma'aseh behema, so when her carbon had to be ma'aseh behema. People eat chitin. Behemoths ate soyrim. Throughout Shas, you find soyrim being referred to as maicha behem. So being that she acted like a behemoth, therefore when she brings the carbon that she brought was maicha behem. But it's interesting that the Gemara does not say what the reason is that the minchas oimer was brought min asoyrim. So the minchas oimer and the minchas kenois are the two karbonos that brought min asoyrim. We have a reason, a mishnah, no less, Rabbi Gamliel, one of the earlier Tanoim, who told us why it is that a Minchas Kanois was Bom Minasayim, but we don't know why the Minchas Ayim was Bom Minasayim. I saw in the Chassam Sofer says that it could be the Pshat is as follows. When was the Minchas Ayim brought? It was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan. The purpose of the Minchas Ayim was to be matted at Tfuah Chadasha. So we're going to learn in Yetz Hashem later in the Masechta, the Sugyas of the Minchas Ayim. But basically what happened was, on Tez Zayin Nisan, which in Chutz Lars is the second day Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael is the first day Chol HaMoed, they would bring this Minchas Oimer. And the Minchas Oimer was matter the Tfuah HaKadosha, which incidentally is the reason that it was a Mincha. Right? Why was it a Mincha? Because it was coming to be matter Tfuah. So you would take from the Tfuah, offer up a carbon to Hashem to be matter the Tfuah. So before you take Tfuah for yourself, first you bring it to us. So the Chizkuni says it's like Bikurim. That's the concept. That before you go ahead and enjoy the payrois, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi, Beis Hashem Alekecha. It's the same concept. That before you enjoy the Tfuah, you first bring a carbon. Why carbon? A Mincha. Makes perfect sense. The reason you're bringing a Mincha is because Mincha Sayim. So what would happen? They would bring the Mincha. Incidentally, Erev Pesach, right? It was a very busy week in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, Pesach is always fun, but you know, back in the day, it was a very big deal. Yud Dal and Nisan, Erev Pesach, they brought the carbon Pesach. Tezvav was the one day Pesach. Erev Teichlu Matzes, and they would eat the carbon Pesach. Hamatzes from Merayrim, the real way, not just Zecher. They would bring Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then Tezayim, the next day, the first Chol HaMoed, they brought the Minchas Oimer, which was matted at Tfuah HaKadosh. It's Yud Dal, Tezvav, Tezayim. But after they brought this Minchas Oimer, they would count 49 days. The 50th day was Atzeres, what we know as Shavuos, Yom Matan Torah Seinu, and they'd bring another carbon mincha. And this mincha was the Shtei Halechet. It was brought together with Oilus and Achatos and the Shlomim. That was the only Shalmei Tzibur, the Kivsei Atzeres. So there were two carbonos minchos that were brought. They were sandwiched by 49 days, what we know as the 49 days of Sfiras Oimer. But really, they came in between Pesach and Shavuos. True. More accurately, if you want to speak Kotshim Dig, it wasn't between Pesach and Shavuos. It was between the two Menachas. It was between the Minchas Oimer and the Shtei Halechem. Both Karbanos Mincha. Now, the Shtei Halechem was brought from Chita. So the Minchas Oimer was brought from Se'orin, 49 days, and then they brought from the Minchas, then they brought a Mincha, the Shtei Halechem that came from Chita. Says the Hilig Chasam Sofer. He says, you want to know why on Tez Zayin Nisan, the Yidin would bring the Minchas Oimer? Because Tez Zayin Nisan is Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Yidin left Mitzrayim on Tez Vav Nisan. And when we left Mitzrayim, Halalu Oiv De Avodah Zarah, Halalu Oiv De Avodah Zarah. And you know what we did? We acted like the Soita acted. We did Maisa Behema, the Yidin were, as Yecheskel talks about in Perikov, and there was Shtufei Zima, and they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. There were a lot of terrible Averos that were going on amongst the Yidden and Mitzrayim. So much so that it wasn't so simple. The Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim wasn't so simple for the Yidden to be able to make it out of Mitzrayim. They made it out. But the point is that they walked out. They were Yidden. They were people. But they had acted like behemoths. They were mice of behemoth. Because they had acted like behemoths, their carbon was a carbon behemoth. That's why they brought a behemoth of Seir. 49 days later, after you enter the spheros and all the levels of Kedusha, etc., etc., right, you get to all the grace of Madregas. Now already it's Yom Matan Teresena when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai. Now they had Giluyim Mashalei Roy, Yecheskel Bambuzi Me'oil, right, the same Yecheskel when Perikov talked so sharply about what the Jews looked like when they left Mitzrayim. Now all of a sudden, even he couldn't be massing the Madrega that the Yidden had achieved. Bottom line is that now their carbon is the carbon Adam, and that's why the carbon was made out of Chita. But I'm going to tell you a classic Meshachah. Mesh Chachma says that we know that every time a mincha was brought, with some exceptions, but almost every single mincha that was brought, there was a chelik of the mincha that was put on the mizbeach, also known as the kainetz, but the rest, the shirayim was eaten. So the shirayim was eaten. Says the Mesh Chachma, I made an unbelievable observation. I found that there's two karbanos mincha, maybe more, but he says two karbanos mincha, that the Torah does not mention that the shirayim were nechal. And that is the minchas oimer, and the Minchas Kanois. And the truth is that the Gemara, Mesechtes Menachos, Davayim Bezom and Bez has a whole Arichos, and it says the Yerushalmi discusses it in Sight the Paragimel as well. Define Makairis, how you know that the Shirayim were Nechel by the Minchas Kanois and Minchas. But it's not Mefurish in the Torah. And for Yerushalmi Simcha, why not? Why isn't it Mefurish in the Torah? Listen to what he says. For like Kosva Torah Beferish. The Torah didn't want to say Mefurish, meaning even though the Shirayim were Nechel, but the Torah didn't want to say Mefurish. Mishum the Sa'ir Meichel Behem. The Torah had rachmanus, so to speak, on a Harun Uvanov to say that they're going to have to eat from the Se'orim. Because it's not by Kovadik to give them Se'orim. What does that mean? Because the Torah says put it on the Mizbeach. But the Torah doesn't say give it to Aharon Uvanov. Even though Aharon made it. It's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. But Mefurish in the Torah, this is classic Rameir Simcha, where Rameir Simcha makes distinctions between things that are Mefurish in the Torah and things that are only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. The Inkam HaKoymer. But the point is that it's not Mefurish in the Torah. Why? V'chasa Torah lichtoiv sheyischalik laharon uvanov she'enoi menakovid litei mehem. I was thinking, how do you even have the Lamashcha? Right, you have to have Lamashcha. How's it possible Lamashcha by Michael Sayer? So I'll tell you something interesting that I saw in the Megodim Chadashim. He brings a kasha from Kadmoyim. It's a gewaldige kasha. We know that Sa'irim is one of the Shivas Aminim. One of the Shivas Aminim she'nishtabcha behem Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chita v'Sayer. It's number two on the list. Eretz Chita v'Sayer. If Sa'irim is Michael Behema, Rabbi Simcha says Chasa, the Torah even had Rachmanis. We don't want to even mention in the Torah that Ahar, we're muching. How is it even Lamashcha? So how could that be from the Perosh and the Shtab from Eretz Yisrael? Michael Behemoth, something the Torah doesn't even want to say that Aharon Avanu is Gedin. If you want to take a look in Parshas Nasai by the Minchas Kanois, he has a beautiful Arichas with a whole bunch of Mara Mekoymas with regards to this Shmuz Ve'en Kam Mekoymel Ahar. But we'll just end with one Ha'ara, and that is that Rashi says, no, we'll pick this up ready tomorrow.